Most golfers have had this experience. You stripe it on the range all week, drain every practice putt, then step to the first tee of a tournament, and double bogey a hole you can birdie in your sleep. Your swing did not change. Your physical capabilities did not change. Your mind did. The mental game of golf accounts for a disproportionate share of performance variation between technically equal players. Research published in Frontiers in Psychology confirms that attentional control, not swing mechanics, is the variable that separates elite from developing golfers under competitive pressure. Yet most golfers invest more than 95% of their practice time on physical skills, and virtually nothing on the mental framework that determines whether those skills show up when it counts. This guide covers four mental skills that drive consistent golf performance, explains how each one degrades under pressure, and provides specific protocols to train each one. Why your game breaks down under pressure. The common explanation for competitive performance drops is nerves. That is accurate but not actionable. The underlying mechanism is more specific. Under elevated stress, your brain shifts from automated motor execution to conscious control of movement. Researchers call this explicit monitoring or reinvestment. It is the process of consciously directing attention toward technical movements that, in skilled performers, should operate on automatic. When a trained golfer starts thinking, keep the left arm straight, slow the backswing, pause at the top, those instructions do not help execution. They interrupt motor programs that, under normal conditions, run without conscious oversight. A systematic review, published in PLOS One, found that this monitoring effect creates a cascade among competitive golfers. Increased self-focus raises physiological arousal, which narrows attentional resources, which degrades motor execution, which increases anxiety further. Choking is not a character flaw. It is a predictable attentional error. And like any attentional pattern, it can be trained. The four mental skills that govern golf performance, attentional focus and quiet eye. One of the most replicated findings in golf performance science is the quiet eye effect. Sports scientist Joan Vickers and colleagues identified that elite golfers hold a stable gaze on the back of the ball for 2.5 to 3.0 seconds before initiating a putt. Golfers with higher handicaps average 1.0 to 1.5 seconds. The gap is predictive, not correlational. Extended quiet eye duration is associated with superior motor control, resistance to distraction, and maintained performance when stakes are elevated. In a controlled, competitive study, golfers trained in quiet eye technique not only maintained their putting performance under pressure, they improved it, while untrained golfers showed the expected performance drop. A follow-up trial confirmed that quiet eye training specifically protects against reinvestment, keeping performance stable when conscious monitoring impulses are strongest. Training protocol. During every dedicated putting session, commit to a full three count of stable gaze on the back of the ball before initiating your stroke. Over 6 to 8 weeks of deliberate practice, this builds the attentional habit that carries into competition conditions. Pre-shot routine. A pre-shot routine is not a superstition or a comfort mechanism. It is a sequenced attentional protocol that regulates arousal, concentrates focus on execution cues, and signals the motor system to shift from analytical to automatic mode. Research on elite golfers shows that consistency of time over the ball is a stronger predictor of made putts than any measured swing variable. Consistent routine timing correlates with a 90% increase in the probability of gaining strokes. Variability in timing predicts missed putts. The objective is not speed, it is repeatability. Effective pre-shot routines share three phases. Assessment. Stand behind the ball. Read the lie. Select the shot. Commit to the target. This is the only phase where analytical thinking is productive. Complete your read, then commit fully. Transition. Walk into the shot. Use a trigger. A specific number of practice swings. A breath. A movement cue. The function of this phase is to shift mode from analysis to execution. Execution. Address position to start of swing. No new information enters. focus belongs entirely on the target or a single process cue, not swing mechanics. If a technical thought intrudes at address, step away and restart the routine from transition, self-talk, and internal dialogue. Research consistently shows that the direction of self-talk, not just its presence, determines whether it helps or hurts performance. A study examining golfers susceptible to performance drops under pressure found that external focus self-talk cues, directing attention toward the ball or target rather than body mechanics, significantly reduced putting performance decrements under high-pressure conditions compared to internal focus cues. The principle is consistent across motor skills research. Internal focus instructions: keep your elbows in, rotate your hips, produce worse outcomes than external focus cues: roll to the left edge, among skilled performers. Self-talk is a powerful tool. The direction of attention it creates determines whether it helps. Practical protocol: instructional cues work during pre-shot assessment. Into the wind, land it short. Motivational cues work during execution. Smooth, commit, through the target. Reset cues work between shots. Next hole, fresh start. Research on competitive golfers confirms that emotional regulation between shots, not just during shots, predicts round-over-round scoring consistency. What does not work? Multi-sentence mechanical analysis at the address position. Arousal. Regulation. Arousal is not the problem. The wrong level of arousal is. Competitive golf requires moderate arousal, enough to sharpen attention and elevate focus. Not so much that fine motor control degrades. Golfers who underperform under competitive conditions typically present as one of two types: over-aroused, elevated heart rate, compressed routine, fast pre-shot sequence, swing interference from conscious monitoring. These players need arousal reduction techniques built into their pre-round and in-round protocols. Under-aroused, flat affect, loose concentration, variable commitment across the round. Less discussed but equally costly in 18-hole stroke play, particularly in mid-round stretches for over-aroused states. The most evidence-backed accessible technique is controlled breathing. A 4-second nasal inhale, followed by a 6-second exhale, activates the parasympathetic nervous system within 60 to 90 seconds. The extended exhale phase specifically drives heart rate variability and physiological calming faster than any other technique available between shots on a golf course. Application: use this sequence while standing behind the ball in your assessment phase. By the time you walk into the shot, arousal has already shifted. For under-aroused states, brief activation is more effective. Deliberate grip pressure, upright posture, rapid eye movement patterns, or a short motivational statement before the first tee. Three situations where the mental game wins or loses rounds. Pressure. Putting. Putting under competition conditions amplifies every attentional error. The primary reason skilled putters miss under pressure is reinvestment. Conscious attention redirects to stroke mechanics rather than the target line, creating the very interference it is trying to prevent. Protocol: quiet eye for 3 seconds. 1 process cue. Roll smooth. 0 mechanical thoughts at address. For long putts, distance control improves when attention focuses on feel and target rather than technique. Tee shot. After a bad hole, research on emotional carryover in competitive golf is consistent. Cognitive residue from the prior hole, specifically rumination following a bogey or worse, directly degrades performance on the next tee. The gap between holes is not downtime. It is an active recovery window. The practical solution is a deliberate between-hole reset, a hard boundary. Club back in the bag means the hole is over. A physical anchor. One breath. Adjust your hat. And a forward cue. Think only about club selection for the next hole. The reset requires a deliberate action to mark the end of one hole and the beginning of the next. Without it, the previous hole travels with you. Approach shots to tucked pins. Under pressure, golfers statistically aim more conservatively than their stated strategic intentions. This is not sound course management. It is arousal-driven risk, aversion disrupting pre-planned decision-making. Golfers who build a shot selection framework before arousal peaks make better decisions than those who reassess under elevated stress at the shot. Before the round, identify recurring situation types. A held pin with water right, a back left pin with trouble long, a tight driving hole. Have a predetermined shot choice ready for each. At the shot, your job is execution, not reevaluation. The mental performance audit, a 10-minute pre-round protocol. Run this before competitive rounds. Not as a checklist, but as an active mental preparation sequence. Arousal calibration, 2 minutes. 5 breath cycles, 4-second inhale, 6-second exhale. Assess your current state, elevated, flat, or at your competitive best. Shot visualization, 3 minutes. Mentally rehearse 3 specific shots from the opening holes, flight path, landing zone, finish. This creates motor system priming that carries into early round execution. Process cue selection, 2 minutes. Choose 1 swing cue for today. 1. Drivers, a tempo cue, smooth to the top. Irons, a contact cue, ball first. Putting, a target cue, roll to the edge. Write it on your glove if it helps. Reset word, 1 minute. Decide your between hole reset phrase. Simple, decisive, done, next, or move. Use it consistently after every hole, good or bad. Intention statement, 2 minutes. State your process goal for the round, not a score target. A behavioral commitment. I run my full routine on every shot. Research on competitive golfers confirms that process goal orientation produces more consistent round-over-round scoring than outcome goal orientation. Common mental game errors competitive golfers make. Running technical corrections during a competitive round. Conscious swing analysis during play is the primary mechanism behind competitive performance drops. Technical work belongs on the practice range. Extended post-shot analysis during a round. Analyzing a bad shot in detail while walking to your next shot prolongs elevated arousal. Acknowledge, reset, move. Inconsistent routine timing, variability in pre-shot sequence timing, correlates directly with variability in ball striking. Rehearse timing in practice, alongside the movements, not just the movements alone. Continuous score tracking during the round. Monitoring cumulative score throughout 18 holes shifts attention from the present shot to future outcomes, raising arousal and narrowing focus. Stay in the current hole, current shot. How to build these skills into practice. Mental skills require deliberate training conditions, not just repetition. To build pressure tolerance that transfers to competition, create real stakes in practice. Bet on putting drills. Build rules where a missed putt resets the entire sequence. Practice arousal must approximate competition, arousal for skills to transfer. Practice routines under time pressure. Set a stopwatch for your pre-shot sequence. Inconsistency under time constraints reveals which elements of your routine break first under competitive stress. Track mental performance metrics, not just scores. After each round, rate routine adherence, self-talk quality, and between-shot reset execution on a simple 1-5 scale. These mental metrics predict scoring improvements better than fairways hit or greens in regulation. Build your mental game with MindSport. MindSport provides structured mental performance training built on the research in this guide. Attentional focus protocols, pre-shot routine builders, arousal regulation audio, and between-round performance tracking. The app is designed for competitive golfers who want to apply sport psychology with progressive structure and real training protocols, not generic motivation. References: Vine, SJ, Moore, LJ, and Wilson, MR, 2011. Quiet Eye. Training facilitates competitive putting performance in elite golfers. Frontiers in Psychology, 2-8. Multiple authors, 2025. Mental Fatigue in Golf, a systematic review. PLOS 1, multiple authors, 2024. The Effect of Quiet Eye Training on Golf, Putting Performance in Pressure Situations, PMC, Zhang Wai, et al. Hestias, 2024. The Mental Game of Golf, Understanding Relationships Between Self-Efficacy, Fear of Failure, Competitive State Anxiety, and Flow. PubMed, Cousins, A. et al., 2021. Relating Competitive Golfers' Perceived Emotions and Performance, PubMed, Loughborough University, 2023. Experts in Sport, Choking and Performance Under Pressure in Golf.